It's time to train those management muscles. So put down those weights and pick up that pen, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro?
Hello, and welcome to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I'm your host, Paulette Cervantes, and thank you for joining me on Episode 9, Middle Management, The Filter from Top to Bottom. First, let's start with what is middle management? Middle management is actually the managers that are essentially in the middle. And what that means is you are not the head of a company per se, you're not the CEO, but you're also not the floor line or the baseline team members within our clubs or our facilities. These managers have an exceptionally challenging position because they're taking things from the top and they're having to filter them down to the bottom to their specific team. And the higher up you go, the more difficult it is to make sure that the accurate message, vision, drive, goal is being communicated effectively all the way down to the bottom. I actually like to bring in the example of playing telephone. Now, remember when we were kids and we would line up one after the other, and one person would start with a saying or a phrase and they would whisper it in that first person's ear. Then that person would turn and whisper it in the next person's ear, and then the next person's ear, and then the next person's ear. By the time it got to the end of the line and that person said the phrase or sentence, typically it was totally misconstrued, convoluted, and not what it was when we started out. Middle management faces the same challenge. It's going through several layers and several filters before it actually gets down to our base, and we have to make sure that the correct message is getting down from the right idea, the right passion, the right vision, and the right goal. But here's the kicker. Getting the message all the way down is not your only challenge. Your other challenge is to make sure that it actually comes to life, which means you have to motivate and inspire your teams. So how do we do that? How do we take a message that at the end of the day, we're working within a business? So business is business, and the goal of being open in a business is to make profit. So a lot of times, the higher up you go within the management scale, the more you're going to talk about numbers and the more you're going to talk about production. But as we filter that down, those particular items might not be what inspires your team. Hopefully, by this time, they're already bought into the brand. They're already a part of our vision and engulfed in our motto. And so they're really proud of the company that they work for. And that's great. But the question is, how do we motivate them? There's two different types of motivators. And that's the intrinsic motivators versus the extrinsic motivators. Let me explain. The intrinsic motivators are recognition, purpose, progress, growth, or fitting within a specific person's values. They're more of those touchy-feely inside motivators, the things that make you feel good. Extrinsic motivators are things that are outside of the body, right? They're things you can hold, touch, kind of. And those are money, title, incentives, and rewards. So how do you know when to use intrinsic motivators versus extrinsic motivators? And the thing that I recommend is that you learn your team. You have to know what motivates them as a group, and you have to know what motivates them as individuals. And typically, you're going to have to do a combination of both intrinsic and extrinsic motivators in order to get everyone on your team motivated and inspired and ready to push towards our next goal. I like to think it's similar to parenting. If you're a parent of multiple children, then you know that not all of them are the same. And a lot of times, you have to talk to them or discipline them or coach them differently. It's the same with your team at work. Each person is their own individual. They're there for their own reason, and the things that inspire them could be completely different from the person sitting right next to them. So it's important to know our team and to know who we're working with. That's going to help drive what type of motivation we're going to use. What I find a lot in business is that the higher up you go on the management scale, the more extrinsic you're going to find those individuals. Very competitive, like to be ranked very high, definitely title and money motivated. But as you get closer into the field, into the clubs, into the locations, you typically get more intrinsic motivators. People want to be recognized. They want to feel like they have purpose. They want their line of work to also line up with their values and morals. And many of them are still in the growth process, and they're wanting to learn. So let's put this into perspective. Let's say we have an extrinsic motivator type person in a head role position. This person wants to cascade information to their teams in the field. You, as middle managers, will be that person to get this task done. So you have to take something that an extrinsic motivator has established and filter it down to our frontline team members that might be mostly intrinsic motivators. So it's up to you to not only communicate that information effectively, but also filter it so that it's motivating and inspiring all the way down, that we have buy-in and everyone's on board with this piece of information. You are the tipping scale, and if you are not able to do this, we could end up with that telephone game where the message is completely misconstrued. And as you know, perspective is everything. So how well we communicate and how well we motivate is super important. But remember, one size does not fit all. And your team, similar to parenting, will be very different. So that's why I think it's really important to balance the masses and have both intrinsic and extrinsic motivators as you're cascading this information to your team. Make sure you recognize their great work. Explain how this piece of communication has purpose within their specific role. Definitely bring up what rewards or maybe bonuses or financial opportunities this may provide. That way, hopefully, you're getting everybody on your team buying in, on board, and ready to move forward. Things are always changing, especially in the fitness industry. We have to constantly evolve. Each month, we have a new goal, so change is inevitable. Right when you get accustomed to one thing, or right when the month ends, we're starting something new. So it's up to us middle managers that we communicate effectively, we recognize hard work, and we inspire them to move forward. This allows our teams to learn how to pivot easily, be resilient within difficult circumstances, and flexible to shift where needed. These are such important qualities and aspects, especially in our world now. Hey, you guys seen how much we've changed just in 2020. Every time we turn a corner, we're pivoting. That's just life. And the more we are prepared for it, the better. Not just in the workplace, but in life. So to all my fellow middle managers out there, I know we have some challenges being in the middle from the top to the bottom. But stay strong, stay inspired, because you got this. In the fitness world, we have a saying, and that's, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So I'm going to say the same to you middle managers. If it was easy, anybody could do it. But it's not, and that's why you're in the role that you're in. So take it with pride and get out there and continue to inspire. Thanks for joining me today, guys. I hope you learned something new, and I'll see y'all next time on Do You Even Lead, Bro? Podcast. I know you can lift, but the question is, can you lead?
Thanks for tuning in to Do You Even Lead, Bro? Like what you heard? Let us know. Did you learn something? Well, then like, share, and subscribe. If you have a specific topic or idea that you'd like included, leave it in the comments. Until next time.